Well, I don't know about you, but I'm, a little bit frustrated in this quest for readable code that we need to always produce now in software development. It's hard to write readable code and get it semantically and visually and structurally correct. I think this is hard to do, especially if we want to make the code beautiful. And why is that? Well, beautiful code by itself is the stuff of legend. It's out there in computer science books of ye old England, such as Sedgwick algorithms on quicksort and merge sort and recursive algorithms and iterative searches and graph. Those are the type of books that you learn computer science from. It's the type of stuff that we do in university and academia, in the real world, and I hate using the word real. I suppose in the professional world, code is rubbish. I could use another four-letter word to describe it, but it is just really bad. Code is out there. It's written and then tossed over the fence onto a production server. It runs and it lives its own life cycle. So writing readable code, why do we need to do this? We need to do this because every so often there is a bug fix. The code doesn't work. The business requires some requirements that are changing its operation and its behavior changes, and therefore its state needs modification. And that is the reason why we need readable code, because we as developers, analysts, designers and architects will most often compile that code and change that code in some way so that it works with the modifications and changes. And if we don't understand the code that is there, then how can we make the change? We've got to be able to read it. We've got to cognitively digest this code that exists. It's a huge, humongous heap there. And how do we process and analyze that? If it's 1 million lines of code out there, well, your guess is as good as mine. It's not going to help if it's not readable. And I've been involved in many bits of code. For example, I was in another country where I was working on Fortran 77, and this code had a structure of structured programming that existed in the 70s and early 80s. There was things in there such as return on go to, and so there's no chance of a refactoring tool in hell is that code going to be made manageable. And it just shows you that showed me how difficult it is to write code that will live and survive the test of time, because time is all we have, especially now in agile software development, where we have compressed time, if that's theoretically possible, where we're under pressure to deliver code in a 2, 3 week or even 1 week iteration. That code has to be concise, it has to be near enough complete, bug-free, and be production ready in one iteration. Perhaps you have a few, and that's where the difficulty lies. I think it's really impossible to write readable code that is also beautiful and looks correctly to other developers, because there's always this human element there. Even with code reviewers who disagree about the style of code. And it's something that I think is fascinating, and especially that the code practices that we have in 2013 are entirely different to the code practices that we had 10 years ago when J2EE was fashionable. Now we have a different way of developing software. And of course, code practice and readable code in one language does not transfer to other programming languages. So if you're looking to move to Scala, you better think again. You're going to have to relearn and unlearn what you've done before in order to produce readable code.